What up, though? It's your boy T-Lip bringing you another episode of the Speak On It podcast, man. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. You hear what I'm saying? So, obviously, we're doing a game-by-game breakdown. And last night was the Eastern Conference Finals between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. A rematch of last year's Eastern Conference Finals. Always a good matchup, no matter if it's in the regular season or the postseason. And like I said, it's always great high-level basketball, competitive basketball, backyard basketball. It's physical, it's detailed, it's focused basketball. And you got some high-level, you know, players on the court that's making plays, and two well-coached teams. The number one seed, the number eight seed. Miami was the number eight seed. I don't know how. They just one of them teams that kind of coast through the regular season. They more of a playoff team. They more of when it slows down, when it means the most. That's what type of team they are. Boston are getting carried by, you know, Tatum and Brown, and they're 25 and 24 or however they are. They're young. They're some young guys. So they have, you know, the energy to probably play all 82 games and, you know, make things happen. So, but let's just break down this game, man. Miami won 123 to 116. And they on the road. Now, I picked Miami to win this series. I think Miami is a tougher team. I think they're the more ready team. And I think they're a greatly coached team. And I think they arguably got the best player on the court in Jimmy Butler. So that's why I picked them. I think they're rolling right now. I think they're the guys that they starting with, the team, they're gelling together. They're playing hard. They're making shots, you know, and they doing the things that contribute to winning. Like I said, they play with the aura of Jimmy Butler. They play hard. They play tough. They play fast, you know. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't turn the ball over as much. And, you know, they just play with an intensity level that not a lot of other teams play with in the NBA, honestly. So the first half, at halftime, it was 66 Boston, and it was 57. So they was up by 9 at halftime. But throughout the game, they both shot well, good percentages from the field. Boston shot 52% from the field. Miami shot 54% from the field. Miami also shot 52% from the three-point line, making 16 three-pointers, while Boston, on the other hand, shot 34% and only made 10 three-pointers. That's big right there. I mean, that's six more three-pointers made. So y'all can look at that how y'all need to look at that. Rebounds is kind of low in the game because obviously there were shots made. Miami won a rebound by one, 34 to 35. Assist was purely close as well. Miami had 20. Boston had 22. But this was a glaring thing right here as far as turnovers. Miami has 12 steals to Boston 6. And that's big right there. That's definitely big right there. But they didn't have... But Boston had more second chance points. So even though Miami had six more steals than them, Boston still was able to lead in points off turnovers and second chance points and 20 plus points in the paint. So that's just how the game goes. Sometimes you just come down to the best players, man. And them making plays. Let's go into Miami, man. Miami played a great game. Jimmy Butler led the day, 43 minutes, 35 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 for 4 on three-pointers, and 6 steals. Yes, I said that correct. He has 6 steals. I think he's the second player to do that, have the 30-point game and 6 steals since Dwayne Wade did it in 2013 in the playoffs. Jimmy Butler is just becoming one of the Miami Heat greats. That's why I said I think he's going to be in Miami for probably the rest of his career. I think Jimmy probably has a nice little 4 years left in him, and I think he'll be in Miami for the rest of that time. The things he's done in Miami, you can't put it past nobody. He led this team to a championship where they lost in the bubble. He's led this team to multiple Eastern Conference Finals. And like I said, he's right back there again. With a lot of undrafted guys, like 7 undrafted guys playing with him. Just on the team right now. The guys that's getting minutes right now are undrafted. Gabe Vincent came in with his 15 points, 3 three-pointers as well. Like, he's making shots, making timely shots as well. Going to the basket. Gabe Vincent going to get some looks this offseason too. Like, he's going to get – watch out for him. I don't know if he'll be in Miami still because he gonna get some money from somewhere. You got Max Strus, 15 points as well. 3 for 5 from the three-point line. And he plays quality defense, man. I like the defense he plays. A plus 15 on the plus minus. He's there. Like, he's not the, you know, not going to sit down on you in front of you and stop you from going this way and stop you from going that way. But he gives effort on defense, and he plays pretty well. Like, he plays well on defense, and he's a shooter. He's not scared to shoot it, no matter what quarter it is, third quarter, first quarter, fourth quarter, and he knocks it down. Like, he's a volume shooter. He's probably going to shoot probably like 6 to 7 three-pointers a game, and he's going to make 3 to 4 of those threes, maybe 5. Like, he's one of those type of shooters. He can shoot off the dribble. He can shoot off of catch and shoot. One of the best catch and shoot three-point shooters in the game right now. So, watch out for him. He's another undrafted guy that Miami found. Miami love finding them undrafted guys, man. They know how to – one thing about Miami, man, they know how to find them. They know how to recruit. They know how to find them. Their scouting team is amazing. I'm sure they're going to find another 2 or 3 or 4 in the next year. You feel me? In the next couple years. Like, they always be coming with them guys that just ready to play, that just know how to play hard-nosed Miami Heat basketball. So, that's what's up with that. But Caleb Martin coming off the bench, 15 points, 3 for 7 from 3. They literally had like 5 guys make three-pointers apiece. Kyle Lowry had 3. Martin had 3. Strauss had 3. And Gabe Vincent had 3. So that's 4 guys with 3. And you have Kevin Love and Jimmy Butler with 2. So, man, this team is very efficient from the three-point line. They have literally, I just named you 5 to 6 guys or 7 guys that can give you multiple three-pointers in any given game. And they also play hard on defense, and they play connected. And they, you know, Jimmy Butler is leading them on both sides of the court. Kyle Lowry came in and made some plays. 27 minutes, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And he's making plays. In the limited minutes that he's playing, he's coming in playing championship level, high level, playoff level basketball. I mean, we know that's what Kyle Lowry is. He's moved out of that, I'm a regular season player, get me to the playoffs, you know, and I'll show you what I can do in those 20, 25 minutes that I get. That's what Kyle Lowry has become. I don't know if he's a season starter. You know, I don't think he's a starter anymore, but he's still one of those guys that you can depend on in close games. You can depend on in the playoffs because he knows how to play. He knows how to make the right play, and he still can shoot as well. I mean, 15 points, 3 three-pointers on the road in Boston for game one, them still in game one. That's what you like to see. This Miami team is hot, man. I got them beating the Celtics. I'm telling you, I think the Celtics just got a lot going on. They're one of them franchises that had – both of the franchises last year that was in the finals had a lot of preseason things that's going that went on with them that has affected them for the rest of this year and maybe next year and a year after that and a year after that and a year after that, because I'm hearing Bob Myers not even going to sign back with them, and that's their GM, if I'm not mistaken. He's not going to sign back with Golden State. They don't know if Steve Kerr is going to be back. They don't know if Draymond is going to be back. They don't know if Jordan Poole is going to be back. They don't know if Klay Thompson is going to sign back. I think the only person you know in Golden State is going to be back is Steph Curry and Looney. But like I said, the two teams that was in the finals last year had a lot of preseason things that they was never able to really recover from. with the Celtics, it was the Ime Udoka situation where he was fired as the coach. And now he's the Houston coach now that we know. He signed with Houston like a couple weeks ago. But he was fired from his job because of something that happened internal with the team. And it just knocked him off. Mazzulla wasn't planning on being a head coach. It was Ime Udoka that was going in. It was just going into his second year. He went to the finals his first year. They thought they had a franchise coach, a coach that can be that, you know, Boston coach for the next 10 years, maybe 15 years, maybe 20. Who knows? But they fired him because of, you know, some internal friction, internal, you know, happenings that happened. And it lingered on throughout the whole season. Mazzulla had to step up and be the coach. And I'm not going to say he was the most ready to be a coach. Who said he had aspirations of being a coach that soon? Yeah, he might be smart. Yeah, he might be, you know, all of these things. But sometimes when you force into this light, you're not ready for it. You're not ready. You're just not ready for it. And I'm not going to say he's not ready for it, but a lot of things that was been going on with the Celtics this season, it falls on him. It falls on coaching. I don't know that he don't have the experience of being a head coach. He don't have the experience of making the in-game adjustments at high-level basketball. Yeah, he was on Ime Udoka's staff last year, but he wasn't making the calls. It's a different thing from being on a staff or being a position coach or an assistant coach than being the head coach. And you are making the calls, and it's going to fall on you. Now we're seeing that it's falling on Mazzulla. He throwing his board down in the huddle and all type of stuff. It's like, that's not going to help your team win right now. So they've been going through a lot, and it's just one of them situations that's, you know, not so good. I mean, you got Tatum, you got Jaylen Brown. Obviously, Jaylen Brown, I don't think he's going to be a Celtic next year. So now you're going to just build your team around Jason Tatum, which is not a good thing. I mean, which is a great thing. Jason Tatum is one of the young, bright stars in the league. And if you can have one guy on your team that can lead your team move for the next 10 years, 15 years, I'm sure Jason Tatum will be one of those picks for everybody in the league. So that was that part. That was just that segment right there. Let me jump into the Celtics. The Celtics, man, first off, they got beat in the second half. The third quarter is where they lost the game. They was up by 9 going into halftime. Coming out of halftime, they gave up 46 points in the third quarter, and they only scored 25 points. So they was a minus 21 in the third quarter, which gave the Miami Heat a 6-point lead. No, not a 6-point lead, a 9-point lead going into the fourth quarter, right? So they was down by 9 at halftime. And then they went into the fourth quarter up by 9 on the road. That's that Eric Spoelstra. That's that Jimmy Butler. That's that Kyle Lowry. Even the road guys are making plays. It don't matter if they're at home or away. Them guys make plays. Like, I watched the second half. I watched the fourth quarter come down to Caleb Martin was making some big shots. You feel me? Gabe Vincent making some big shots. Max Strus making some big shots. And then Jimmy Butler ended it at the end with a three-pointer that bounced around in the rim a little bit and then finally dropped down and went in. Jimmy Butler is the best closer in the playoffs right now. He's the best closer in the playoffs right now. Arguably the best player. He's showing it with his game. Tatum had 30 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist. He was 11 from 11 from the free throw line. So out of the 30 points he had, 11 of them came at the free throw line. He was 9 for 17 from the field. And he only had 1 three-pointer. And he only shot 3. Tatum shoots more than 3 three-pointers a game. That goes to tell you the defense that Miami was was playing. In the fourth quarter, I think Tatum had like 3 or 4 turnovers on travels. He had a travel at the three-point line where they closed out and got to him. He had a travel attacking the basket. He had another turn. Like, he had turnovers. Like, he had turnovers. Tatum had 4 turnovers, and Jaylen Brown had 6 turnovers. Your two predominantly guys that have the ball in their hand had 10 turnovers apiece. And your team only had 15 turnovers. And the two guys that you need to score points and not have as many turnovers, they had 10 together. That's not good. That's not a good sign to win. Robert Williams gave his 14 points and 7 rebounds. That's pretty good for him in one block. That's good. And I'm sure he had energy and he was very active on defense. Al Horford didn't attack the box score as much, but the box score don't always tell the story of the game. He had 7 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. That's okay. Al Horford does other things, though. He does things outside of the box score that you can't coach, you can't see. You feel what I'm saying? Well, you can see it, but it don't apply to the box score as far as, like, you know, making the shift over, making the right reads, talking your teammates through the defense, help defense, making the hockey passes, this pass to that pass, just making the right play. And sometimes the right play don't show up in the box score. And that's just what he does. Marcus Smart with 13 points and 11 assists. He had 10 assists at halftime, though. So that means he only had 1 assist in the second half. Marcus Smart has to give more. I think he has to give more. I think 13 points is not enough for him right now, especially the way this team is playing right now. This team is pretty up and down. They've been up and down all season. Yeah, they've been one of the best teams in the East, but they've been one of them teams where it's just like, something's missing. There's something missing. There's a spark missing. There's something missing. And I'm sure that has something to do with Ume Udoka leaving that team or getting fired from that team. Jaylen Brown with 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. 1 for 6 from the three-point line. Jaylen Brown is a solid three-point shooter as well. So 1 for 6, not going to cut it from the three-point line. 22 points. You can win with him scoring 22 points, but it has to be a better. Both of the stars for Boston has to play better for them to win. If Tatum and Brown don't play well, this team don't win. And I think both of them have to play well in this series for this team to win, honestly, because I think Jimmy Butler is that type of guy. I mean, they had 52 points together, and they still didn't get a win because Jimmy Butler had 35, and I'm sure his 35 went way longer than Tatum's 30 and Jaylen Brown 22. So they have to play better if this team want to win. Malcolm Brogdon, 19 points off the bench. That's pretty good. I'm sure they have an answer for him a little bit more in the next game, but he's coming off the bench, making things happen. Always been a good player. He was the rookie of the year when he was a rookie. He's a 50-40-90 guy. Plays basketball the right way, plays well. So Boston has to step it up, though, man. Like, I know we think, like, oh, Boston going to get game 2. But think about this. Last series, when the Miami Heat went in there and stole game 1 versus the Knicks, Jimmy Butler set out because he had an ankle injury, right? But if Jimmy Butler wouldn't have set out, they would have won game 2. Because they was already, like, damn near winning that game for 3.5 quarters when they played against the Knicks in game 2 without Jimmy Butler. Like, they were still playing really well, and they was beating the Knicks the majority of that game. So let's just not think that, oh, well, the Celtics at home, they definitely going to win game 2 because they got to win game 2 because they're at home. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think if Miami Heat come out the same way and play hard and play faster on the road, I think they win as well. So it's just Miami Heat has one of those type of things. Like, they don't have no guys on there that's proven besides, you know, Jimmy Butler for real. That's solid. I like Bam Adebayo. He does bring value. You know, you got a champion in Kevin Love, and he's making the right plays, and he can hit a couple threes and make outlet passes and, you know, just make championship quality level plays. But Miami is one of them hard-nosed, scrappy teams. And Boston just finesse kind of. They kind of finessey, you feel me? Like, Tatum is a 6'10 guy, and I rock with Tatum. I think Tatum is one of the best young stars in the game. I actually enjoy watching Tatum play basketball as well. Like, out of a lot of these guys in the league, I think he approaches the game with the right mentality. But I feel like his game, he kind of settles a lot. Like, he one of those guys that settle for three-pointers a lot. He don't get in the post at all, really. He don't really attack the basket. He been doing it a little more, but he a 6'10 guy. Like, why you don't just put somebody in the post, fade away on them, or fade right over them, or spin off of them and go attack the basket, get a foul, dunk on somebody, and set the standard for your team? Like, let your team know that, hey, we come here to play, we come here to win. I'm aggressive. I'm not just always sidestepping shooting threes. Like, it's beautiful when he out there shooting threes. He's one of those guys that's a good three-point shooter. He can make five a game. He can go off and make 10 three-pointers a game. But you got to force people to put them in foul trouble. You have to wear people down. You have to make people guard you even more and not just always settle for three-pointers. But this is going to be a tight series, man. I know people like to think, oh, Boston, there's no way Boston lose game two. I don't know. I think there's a way Boston can lose game two at home. I think they can. I think Boston can lose game two at home. I think Miami is just one of them. They just feeling good. So I think Miami win game two. I'm picking Miami to win game two. But I don't think this series will be a sweep, because I think that will wake the Boston up even more going to Miami down two. They're going to have to win at least one of those games. And they may make it a series, but they better start soon, because the series is finally started now. A team run one on the road, the series is started now. So now you have to win a game on the road to win this series. That's the nice thing about the playoffs. You have to win a game on the road if you the away team, or if you lose a game at home as the home team. Now you have to win a game on the road because you just lost a home game. So that's the breakdown of the Eastern Conference Finals, man. Miami just came out there and kind of spanked them, man. They spanked them in the second half. 66 points in the second half to 50. That's plus 16. Like, Miami ain't backing down to nobody, man. Y'all heard Jimmy Butler in the press conference saying, man, we ain't worried about nobody. I know y'all probably didn't pick us. If y'all did pick us, we don't care. It don't matter. We coming out here, we ready to win. It's our year. Y'all heard what he said. So the only way Boston wins is if the guys on the court step it up. If the guys on the court take it into their own hands. I know you need a coach and everything like that. You definitely do, but the coaches are not playing. You got superstars out there. You got guys out there making $200, $300 million. You got to show up. You got to make it happen. It's on you if you're getting paid like that. It ain't going to be on Al Horford. It ain't going to be on Marcus Smart. It ain't going to be on Derrick White. It ain't going to be on Robert Williams. It's going to be on Jimmy Butler. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. That's who it's going to be on. So that's all I got for y'all today, man. That's all I got. We're going to keep breaking this series down game by game. Lock in to game two. Game two will be played. Game two will be played Friday, tomorrow at 8:30. I think this is another series that's played every other day. Let me see. Yep, this series is played every other day. So it's one of those series. So lock in and may the best team win. So, man, y'all enjoy y'all day, man. Drink y'all some water today and lip out.